Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Everyone, and I can feel the sunshine today because the sunshine is yellow, and we're going to talk about color. You are listening to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am your host, Bonnie Albers. This is reality radio, everyone, and today I have a just crazy how we met. We actually met as she was a caller on the show. I have a world famous artist. She probably wouldn't say that's what she was, but she's traveled the world. She paints in the seven colors of the ray. Her work is all over the world and everywhere you can think of. And she is a fabulous, wonderful spirit medium and astrologer. And I have her on today because I just was mesmerized when she called. She rocks with the angelic and cherub realm. And so I would like all of you to welcome Eileen Seitz. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Eileen. How are you today?
I'm good. I love the song you just played, everybody. You played us all. I love it. I was just smiling the whole time.
Well, you do know that I pick songs for everyone, so you'll hear a different song for whoever comes in. And I wish I could use every song, because again, like the rainbow and colors, I wish there are so many songs I would like to download. But unfortunately for all of us, I can't play all of them. So this song was so appropriate for you. I will tell my audience why in a second. But can you introduce yourself to everyone and tell our audience, the people calling on the phone, and everybody in chat, what you do, how you know, well, let's stick with the metaphysical side first, until, because we are going to want to get into the artistic side in a few minutes. But tell everybody who you are in this lifetime.
I came to planet Earth to bring down the beauty of the spiritual world through line, color, and form. And I'm so much in the etheric form all the time that for me, painting an abstract painting is really difficult. However, I'm really into detail and I like to see the perfection of nature around us. And I also love architecture and I also love the underwater world and I also love people. So my feelers are out in all those directions on this earth, and spirit guides me where I have to go, when I have to go, and who I'm going to meet. And what they do is they throw in front of me dancing energy that comes in the form of color on a plant or in a market scene or the wild patterns that I see, the architecture, the detail, the bricks, whatever it is in front of me talks to me, and then I sit down and I translate it. But I don't do it like a photograph. I do it through an energy that when people see the work, they just say the color, and then they get into it and they want to live in my paintings, and I get that repetitiously. So my work is a journal that takes people around the world, around different planetary locations, because I grew up in Manhattan. I grew up in a concrete jungle. I grew up where the buildings were, you know, gray and brown, and I walked on pavement, where I grew up, and I wasn't permitted to go on the grass in this project that I lived in, my nature was either the beach or Central Park.
And that is so crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so crazy.
Totally opposite.
Yeah. Yeah, and your heart sang out for something different. I have to tell you, I've lived in New York. Well, my daughter lived in New York for 2 years, so she lived in Park Slope and in Brooklyn, the other part of Brooklyn that was really very, very not good. And I mean, not good because there was a lot of crime, and it's called, they call it Crime Heights, but it actually was Crown Heights. And so I know exactly what you're talking about, but I got to tell you, there's beauty in art, there's beauty in architecture, and there's beauty in the browns and the greens, and
oh,
I mean, and
totally.
There is beauty in it. But you know, it's so funny that you said about Central Park, the only thing that made my daughter's heart float was she would go to Prospect Park, which is right by her house, or Central Park, and she felt alive there. So I'm assuming that's what you did also.
Right. It was the trees. It was the earth. It was the way nature flowed, because architecture is straight up and down. Now, growing up, I used to love to draw the brownstone buildings, and I would do the arches, and I would do the cornices around, you know, the windows and the bricks and all the detail, and that really got me. But when I started seeing the trees, and I left in New York and I had an experience to go down to the Caribbean, and when I got down there, my heart just went crazy with joy. And I said, this, I'm home. I'm finally home. This is where I need to be. I need to be where the leaves are humongous, where the plants are different from one another. Now, granted, New York State, I've traveled up to Vermont and to Maine and all that, and it's pretty, and I just came back from Canada. But it doesn't talk to me the same way as the jungle does, as the tropics do.
That's wild. I got to tell you something. You do know that now in Brooklyn, not in Brooklyn, I think it's Manhattan now, they have the psychedelic bagel company. So the bagels are all the colors of the rays that you're painting. So now we have the psychedelic bagel. You kind of miss, yeah, like, you know, so that's their way of showing color in Manhattan.
Right. Okay. So they're bringing it to the city, to the, and when
yeah,
you go up
they're
there,
great. Yeah.
the majority of the people like to wear the dark hose, the grays, the blacks, the whites,
yes,
the browns, to resemble what's around them. You go down in the islands and they resemble, the people dress their tops and their skirts don't match because they're resembling the parrots and the birds and the fish and the fruits that are all surrounding them. That's how I see it. And that's what excites me. And that's what I want to put into the artwork. So that's how I carry it forward. I carry it forward by the resemblance of the nature and the life that these people live in their houses. A lot of them are knocked down now because of the hurricanes and they put concrete block. But then you see they paint their houses beautiful pinks and turquoises and chartreuses. And their roofs are rusty red and orange and burnt orange and those terracotta colors, right? So that's what
that's
I want
wild.
To bring back into my art. I want to bring that back because people hunger for color. They don't know it, but they hunger for color because color represents different chakras in the body, right? And it opens
yes.
up different energy whole spaces in the body, and that's how you bring everything into your world. And even with the food that you eat, that's why every day I'm eating some of the rainbow. Every day I have to have, like, when I make my salad, when I eat my fruits, I'm always eating the rainbow because I know intuitively that when I eat these foods, it's helping me inside, not only biological and chemically, but it's also being emitted through my hand into my work.
That's wild. I have to ask you, I keep saying the word wild. So somewhere in your life, you must have been wild. But because it's just, I've repeated it 15 times. So spirit must be bringing it to me to tell you. Also, the colors you paint with, because they are amazing. I hope everybody goes to your website. And I'm going to say it real quick. And I know Candy puts it up in chat, but it's Eileen Seitz, EileenSeitz.com. Go, please go to her website because then you'll get to see what is just so fascinating and capturing and alluring about Eileen's work. Eileen, you paint, if I remember correctly, you use the seven colors of the rays, correct?
Yeah, but then there's other colors that don't exist on this earth level that come through me. And it's all about vibration. When you put one color next to another, either you get crashing cars or you get songs of the angels. That's what it literally vibrates. You see an etherical air in between the colors. They vibrate because color is light, and light is from the sunshine. If you take up a crystal, a clear quartz crystal, and you put the sunlight through it, it comes out as the rainbow. So we think there's only seven colors of the rainbow, but there's an infinite amount of colors.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? So you get into
one color bleeds into another.
But then you have octaves of those colors as well.
Yeah.
And when you place
yeah.
them in, like I was looking at a sunset, and I'm looking at the clouds, and I see these oranges and yellows, but then I feel the vibration of them, and they're moving in such a high frequency that I see other colors in there.
I think it's fascinating. You're also, besides doing all this and besides bringing spirit to people through art and through your colors, I'm going to ask you a question and then I'm going to go into some other things that you do. But when you see a color, like if you see hues of pink, hues of blue, hues of green, do they actually mean something to you? Like, can you say, well, pink represents this to me, and yellow represents, the shades of yellow represents this to me. Do you see colors like that?
Yeah, but it's not even shades. It's tones of color. And I can pick up a color and I can tell you, if there's only three colors in truth, red, yellow, and blue. And out of those colors, they say you can make all the colors of the universe. But see, I take it another step. There's one color red, but there might be, there's permanent rose, and there's opera rose, and there's cadmium red, and there's light red hue. So you have reds that have blue in it, and you have reds that have yellow in it. And you have to,
absolutely.
if you're an artist on any level of experience, it doesn't matter, and you want to go to it, you're going to know intuitively what your palette is. And I know what my palette is. I just gravitate to certain colors. So when I'm mixing those colors, then I make my magic. Somebody else lives in a different location on the earth, their sunlight is going to be coming in differently to them, and they can't see the colors that I see because it's not around them in their environment. It doesn't work in their environment. It looks harsh, or it looks crass, or it looks too bright, you see? And for me,
yes,
paint up north, it's too dull. It's too earthy. It's not high bright. It's not harmonic colors. I see harmonic colors. When I'm in the Caribbean and I'm looking at aqua water or turquoise waters, and I see dancing shades of lavender and lilac across there, my heart breathes. My lungs open up, you know, my third eye opens up, everything starts opening up, and then I start hearing things, and they're guiding me, and they're pulling on my umbilical cord, and they say, come on, sit down now, we want to work through you, we have something to say through you, and then I'll sit, and I never know what I'm going to compose. I might be walking around in my neighborhood, and I see this beautiful philodendron, and she's just laughing up the tree, and I sit down and I start drawing her. Then I go to the next block, and something else comes to me. Then I go over here, and something else jumps to me. So my compositions come through me one at a time, and when I'm drawing nature, I just draw with ink. When I'm doing architecture, I have to draw with pencil so that buildings don't fall over. See?
Wow. Yes. I think that's so fascinating. You're also clairaudient, and you also are a, which I love this word, you're an astrology aficionado. I think you just rock all of that. So tell me about how you hear spirit, and tell me about how you love astrology. What drew you to both of them?
When I was a little girl, I opened myself up to the higher source. I call it God. I don't have shame to say it because I'm not religious.
Oh, yeah.
But I can say it. And as soon as I said, you know, I'm your humble servant. I came to help you on this earth, to serve you. Tell me where I should go, what I should do. And bam, I got the message. It was like the phone was ringing in my head, and I picked it up, and I got the instructions. So that's what happens every day. I'm more on that realm than I'm on this realm, but I work in this realm. I'm a business person. I can function really well when it comes to dollars and cents, and I have helpers every which way, unseen and in my friends and my new people that come into my world, and everybody gives me a message through a conversation, or they might just say one word in passing, and I hear it, and that's how spirit talks to me. So when I was young, that's how I started my trip, and I left New York City. And things just started opening up and connecting to me. And I met these people, and I went here, and I started doing this. And being wild, I'd call that adventurous. Yes, I hitchhiked through Central America. And when I left Manhattan, Spirit said, don't take your camera, because I went to art school. Don't take your camera. And I kept a black book, and I just drew for 3 months. I was on the road just doing illustrations the whole time. And I have to write a book, because I have one adventure after another, after another, after another. I never question. I don't worry. I don't concern myself with where I'm going to live, how I'm going to live, where I'm going to go, where the next job is coming in, because I know it's already out there. You know, we were talking about destiny and free will. Yeah, so when you're working with spirit, the free will is to take the ride, go with it, because if you have integrity and you're honest, everything will fall into your lap. And then you always know when something's wrong. I get a siren, a major fire engine siren right in my solar plexus. It says, no, no. So when it comes to painting, doing my artwork, I also know, you know, it's time. This is now fading away. Now what are you going to do? Okay, they want me to go this way. So then I start going this way, and I open up this business. And then they say, well, why don't you try this? Like last year, I started painting ties. You know, I had two ties, and somebody bought one. I went, oh, okay. Actually sold it, and then I bought some ties. I was guided to where I had to order them, and I ordered these silk ties, black ties. And the next thing I know is I'm painting them. A lady says, oh, I want you to do one for my nephew, and I started painting a tie. But it was abstract. It was different. And I did that, and then I had another one out, and then I started painting that, and I showed it to a client. She says, okay, I want to order that. I want to buy that right now for my husband. So then there was a third one. So I painted five ties out of nowhere. So you never know what you can do. You never know what you can
Absolutely.
Do if you're open to it, right? Because the universe is inside of us and is outside of us. So anything can come in. So with astrology, I think I was 16 or 18, and I had an older sister who brought home these books, and I started reading it, and I went, I understand this. I understand this. This makes sense. And I started analyzing my own chart because I like to analyze things. I started reading my own chart, and I just started gathering books. You know, sometimes I bought them, sometimes I go to the library, sometimes I borrow them from friends, and things started happening, and things started happening. And I had astrologer friends that guided me when I was sick with just drinking herbs according to my body chart, you know, because the chart's the blueprint of when
yes.
you committed and contracted to do to come to Earth. So when you look at the chart, you can see in a person's chart if there's a lot of water or air or earth or fire. And then you also can, I knew what colors resonated with me, and they matched up to my planets.
Wow. Do you know what? It was really weird, and I've got to tell you this. And, you know, we were talking about the north and south node, and I want you to, we're going to get into some of that in a minute. But this is crazy, but I'm born in, I see Cancer, and Cancer is the moon, and it's white. And the opposite of me is Capricorn, and that's black. And because it's Saturn is its planet. But I've got to tell you this, my favorite colors that I wear, I put splashes of color, but white and black are the colors that I always use as my canvas. So that is crazy. And that's, you know, think about that. And I know that planets have colors, but think about that. All my favorite colors, white and black, and they're opposite, polar opposites of my zodiac.
Yeah. Well, you have a planet in Capricorn, but not your moon and not your rising. But you look really brilliant in beautiful shades, turquoise and purple.
Yeah. I know I do. But if you look at the backdrop of me, I'm always in black or white, and then I put the splashes of color on. So
around you, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know what you need to do, and you're doing it, and you feel good, right?
Yeah, I love color, Eileen. That's why I look at your pictures, and I just so resonate with that. And I just love every color in the rainbow. I love every color. You can't, if you ask me what my favorite color is, and we're going to get to the phone lines in just a second, guys, but you know, I would say yellow, but I can't wear yellow, but I don't wear yellow. The yellow is my favorite color. And the reason is it's the sun, and the sun is just everything bright. And so it's crazy, but I love pinks, I love oranges, I love greens, I love turquoise, and I look better in all those colors. But if you ask me what my favorite color is, and we're gonna go to the audience and ask what their favorite color is yellow. What does that tell you? Does that tell you anything?
Well, you like to look at it on the outside. You can see it. I'm the same way. I can't wear yellow, but I have a little house and I painted it yellow. So when I look at it, I'm happy.
Yeah, I love right? that.
And
yeah,
I don't wear brown. I don't wear brown. Brown brings me down
either.
Physically on my body, but I love it all
me
around
too.
Me. I love the nature and the earth around me, so I surround myself with the browns. But I can wear oranges, you see, and brown is a combination of red and green. But the oranges going into terracotta and all that, I can wear those colors, but I can't wear dark brown.
Either can I. Either can I, and I don't like it, and yet my house is brown. I mean, yeah.
Right.
Goodness, I'm so
there
glad
you
you're here. Reality radio. What about what could we were talking about, and I want everybody to know we were talking about north and south nodes. So can you explain to everybody, because I think it's fascinating, your north and south node?
Okay, the way I have learned about it, and I'm still learning about it because it's endless, is the north node in the glyph is an upside down horseshoe, and the south node is holding the horseshoe with your arms open. So your south node is where you came into this world. You have that. That's your history. That's what you've already experienced. But you're not supposed to be living that again. Because if you do, you're going to get stuck and you can't evolve. You can't move forward. So your north node is the polar opposite astrologically. And the north node tells you how you can release the south node in this life by transforming yourself through the north node. And when you transform yourself through the north node and you move onward, you're also going to affect every human being that comes into your physical presence, who hears your voice, who gets, you know, conversations with you, who sees you, whatever the case may be. If you're really strong in your North Node, you're going to affect the world on a really massive humanitarian level.
Wow, so I love that.
And so the North Node is really important because it really shows you your destiny, and your Saturn in your chart really shows you your destiny. That's how I see astrology. That's what I always look for when I look at charts.
You know, astrology is an ongoing, I think you and I talked about this, astrology is an ongoing learning experience, probably a whole lifetime of learning experience.
More,
I've never seen anything.
Like
yeah, maybe lifetimes. Do you know what? I've never seen anything. Like, I look at it, I can't even remember the houses, and I've tried studying it, but I never did it as a kid, but I do it as an adult. I am ADD. It takes me 1 minute. Like one of my friends said, you have the attention span of a gnat. I said, no, I have the attention span of a flea. So I it's not that things click with me. Spirit gives me what I need, but astrology, I'm so interested in it. I so love it, but I can't, I have read Astrology for Idiots. I'm on the fourth time. And I still can't get to, well, that's the third chapter, but I love it.
And I'm still a novice with that. And I still go to astrologers, and I'm reading astrology books all the time. And they do go around the wheel of the zodiac. The colors of the rainbow go around the wheel of the zodiac.
Well, can
so
you
when
tell
you were
us? All right,
yellow,
so
Gemini has to do with yellow. You know,
wow.
Gemini,
well,
red starts with Aries. Red starts with Aries, and orange is Taurus, and Gemini is yellow. And then you go into the greens, and that's Cancerian. But now this does not resonate the same way to me, because then Virgo has to do with going into the lighter blue, and then you go into Leo, and then you have the Virgo, and then you have the Libra. But see, I don't attribute it that way. When I'm looking at someone's sign, I get it intuitively.
You know, yes.
Because I don't resonate with green, unless it depends on someone's skin tones too, you know? I don't know enough about that world. But when I look at a whole chart, I could say, or I could see your physical, and I would say, oh, these colors look really good on you. And then maybe the sun sign is a Pisces, and they look really great in beautiful powder. Well, according to the chart, according to astrology, it's the purples and the violets, et cetera, and those colors. But I don't work with violet, and my north node's in Pisces. It doesn't work with me. It doesn't. The color's wrong on me. But I can use indigo blue violet, which has the blue, which is my Taurus rising, you see? So you really have to look at the whole chart if you want to pull it all together.
I think that color is fascinating. I think it's absolutely
color is healing. Color
yes,
is totally
amazing.
Healing. And God gave it to
I
us
think,
to show us, you know, how beautiful we are.
Well, I love that Pisces is purple or violet, because Pisces is the old man of the zodiac. And when you get to the end, that's enlightenment. And there is your crown chakra. It reminds me of the crown chakra. We are going to go to the phone lines. And so if you're going to ask Eileen or me anything, we're going to ask you, what's your favorite color? How do you resonate with color? Also, before we get to the phone lines, when you called up, you're a cherub. Eileen, can you explain what you feel
that's what
you're
someone
from?
Told me.
Yes,
me?
You're from the angelic realm. You rock with the angels.
Yeah, I hear them, and they talk to me since I was a really little kid. And what more can I say? I'm in the awe. I'm in awe of the higher frequency. I did go to the
absolutely.
Higher realm, so I understand that love, and I feel that peace, and I feel that harmony, but that it's a unity. It's a one fullness of unity, of just comfort and sanctity, and the highest level of oneness. It's like the law of one, all wrapped up into one, you know? That's
absolutely
the whole energy of this here, like you've said it many times, it's just where we came here to learn and feel our emotions. We're here to learn and feel our emotions, and our emotions are not meant to be shamed or not to be hidden. Everybody has them, you know? Everybody has them. So
yes.
If you have a conversation with somebody, I guarantee you they'll say, yep, I know what you're saying. I've been there. I've felt it. I understand. And then you can cry. You can release. It's important to do these things because there's no judgment, really. We can't judge ourselves anymore. We can't criticize ourselves anymore. We have to open up ourselves to our truth, and then it all falls away. And when you fall away, then you just keep going up the ladder, and God keeps embracing you more and more and more and more.
That'll be many lifetimes. I think we talked, Jerry and I talked about that yesterday on the show. Well, actually, it wasn't yesterday. Yeah. It was the day before. That, it, you know, with Aquarius, the age of Aquarius lasting right. 2,800 years, we'll be reincarnated many times before we actually have peace, harmony, love. And that's what we're really breeding in right now. But I am going to get to right. the phone lines. And I love all of that. You say I use the... I think you said I used the word love when I spoke with you a lot of times. I'm hearing the love thing all over. So yes, I do rock with Leo, even though I'm a Cancer. 719, you are on with Bonnie and Eileen. Hi.
Oh, Bonnie and Eileen, talk about synchronicities. Love you, Bonnie. And I'm off today for the first time, and I decided to paint a baby's mural. So I am an intuitive artist. I love color. It's Karen from Canada. Red and turquoise are my favorite colors. And cherubs. My whole house is full of cherubs. I'm very drawn to the cherubs. Eileen, you sound like me.
But see, those are different. Those are the cherubim. Or I'm not a cherub. It's different. What I was shown was different. Yeah.
But you know, Karen is a beautiful artist too. Karen is an amazing artist. Yeah. Karen, I mean, I'm just so happy you called. I haven't heard from you for a while. What's going on with you? Besides, are you painting any more murals? You know, we were talking about artists, and we were talking about you painting in your vet's office because they needed work. Or do you remember that? Or you were doing something there?
Yes. Well, because I'm full-time at a job that, you know, doesn't allow that, I haven't been painting very much. But we did have to put our golden doodle down. And I had painted a mural in the bereavement room. And my daughter said to me, I bet you didn't think you'd be using this room. So it was very healing for us as a family. But I'm still trying to find out what I'm supposed to be doing. And, you know, I've been diligently doing the job, but using it as my way to connect with people because I don't feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And Eileen, I'm in awe when I hear you talk about how connected you are and how you hear and the guidance. It just sounds beautiful. I did have that once, and I opened up a mural business by following prayer. And somewhere after 30 years, I found myself stepping back. And I'm very blessed to be able to, in moments, step forward. And like I said, right now, just having the opportunity to paint this little baby's mural is reminding me, you know, that I'm not ready to give it up. I do want to do work with color. And healing, just not sure. And I'm still struggling with my man. He's trying to stand in integrity, but I'm getting the feeling he's just trying his best, and I'm really doing a lot of soul searching as to whether to release him in love or stick it through, because I know he's trying. But the fact that he locks his phone tells me that he's got something going on, and I'm trying to wait through that because I think he's worth waiting for. I'm just not sure if I can do that because I think that's what's holding me back from stepping forward in my gift.
Okay. Eileen, do you hear anything for her, especially with color and all and everything? Do you hear anything for her? Anything you can hear?
I think she's waiting for the wrong thing. I think she should follow her love, which is inside of her. And if that guy, whoever this person is, they're saying to you, is got
her
phone
husband.
Locked. I mean, there's a sign. Well, there's a sign. Just do your thing. Do your art. Do your art. You love it. You're happy there. Do your art, and the rest will open up accordingly to their schedule. You know, everything's on God's calendar, not ours.
So true, isn't it?
So we can't hold ourselves back hoping and wishing and somebody else is going to get there because they might still be in first grade. You know what I mean?
Oh, I
You might have already graduated past grammar school and you're already in high school.
Oh, okay.
You know, I got to tell you something. You know, I never say give up on anybody. What I do is say follow your heart. And I have a friend that you remind me of. She had the same issues. And I can tell you that she stayed and she said, I don't care what I have to work with. Because sometimes, you know, life does give you things you've got to work with. It could be in a past life you did this to him. So my point is it's all about love. It's all about love. And I believe that everything has its divine time. Same thing as what Eileen is saying. And I think divine timing will let you know no one can accept divine timing. And that you are still there and it's been a long time. And, you know, that you are giving a lot of, you're holding the light in that space. You know, I don't feel like you have to make any type of decision until you decide you're ready. Because I got to tell you something. Mm-hmm. I feel that eventually you're going to know in no uncertainty what to do. I don't feel you'll be wavering. I don't feel that you will be missing out time. I think that you need to look and understand that time is only relevant here. And sometimes we pay off karmic debt. And if you love somebody that much and they love you and there's mistakes, or I don't believe mistakes, but challenges in life, sometimes it's working through the challenges together that will give you the best strength. Sometimes you can't, but sometimes you can. And so you've got to decide which it is in your case, because I can't tell you which one to do. But I know how you feel and I can feel you. So I know that, and listen, that you have a job is we were talking about this yesterday with Jerry or the day before. I keep saying yesterday. What are you grateful for? What do you give gratitude for? And even things that you don't love or like, you have to give gratitude for that. You have a job in a 3D world. Lots of people would love to be in your position. Would you love to paint Absolutely. Always? Like, you know, Eileen has the availability to do that. And she's made her life that. But you haven't. You haven't made your life that. So I believe that you can really, really do that on a, if you bring it to the forefront, the other one will fall away if that's what
right.
you really want to do, you know?
Right. But you have to decide when you want it and how you want it. And it's not even a question. If you're still tossing it right now, it's not time.
Yes.
Like Bonnie said, when it's time, it'll happen. It's like, oh, that was easy. Right now, you're still juggling. So it's not time.
The benefits are beautiful. It's a company with integrity. And just to meet those needs is really nice for a change.
Well, then you're doing that. That's fine. That sounds good to you. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, and your artwork, you can do and put you do wonderful things and you help people. You can find how to do that on the side with artwork because your murals, I can feel them, are beautiful. They're needed and they have soul in them. I mean, when you paint something, I can feel the soul in it. And if it got big enough, it won't matter because the other one would drop away. So it hasn't gotten there because you really haven't been able to put enough time into it. So either decisions have to be made that you have to make that after hours time, start really putting your heart and soul into your painting and your work and your murals and see where it takes you. Because I think if you just put a little bit more time and effort into it, and I feel you do practically, well, they're showing me maybe a little tiny effort, because you're tired and you've got another position and, you know, you've got a family. If you just eke it out a little bit further to where it is, I think things are going to change for you, Karen, but you haven't done the work yet. Okay?
Okay. Love you, Bonnie.
Does that make...
That's an inspiration.
Bye.
That's exciting. Thank you.
Yeah,
you do inspire me. Your work is beautiful.
Thanks. I love it.
And
good. It's good.
Yeah. And listen, call us back and let us know where, you are. But, I love that you do, murals. What she does is, and I know she does other things, but for people who have lost animals and lost things, you're doing the murals, right?
Yeah, and newborn babies.
Yeah. So welcome, you're bringing
babies.
Life.
Yeah.
Well, remember, you're bringing life into the world through art, mm-hmm. and you're also bringing life into the world through spirit, because when we transition over, actually that's when our life really begins, because we are spirit. So you're really bringing life in on both sides, metaphysical and physical. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I love that. So, and Eileen, just curious, you said difference between cherubs and cherubim. What is the difference with those?
I don't want to talk about it.
Okay. That's okay.
I think you got to look it up on the internet.
Okay. I will, because I'm curious. I know someone said once that I've had a couple readings where they said I was involved in painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And I looked around and I thought, wow, I've got Renaissance little cherubs everywhere. And I don't know where that came from, but I just love them. That's all.
Okay.
Listen,
I haven't painted any of those in this life.
No.
So I
don't think.
But I have to tell you that. But you know what? I have met somebody who also thought that they painted or did paint in the Sistine Chapel, however you pronounce it. And they were also the artists that worked on that. It's really interesting, Karen, that they all come to the show. Mm-hmm. So, if I can find them, because it's really finding your soul family.
Yeah.
Isn't
that interesting? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love
Thank
that.
You.
So don't be a stranger, okay?
I won't. God bless you. I'm so happy I had
the
opportunity to be led to the show. Thank you. Love you.
I love you. Love you, Karen. Namaste. She's a beautiful artist herself. So it's really interesting that she was able to call today. I think that's fascinating when like spirits come together.
Yeah.
410. You are on with Bonnie and Eileen. Hi.
Hi, it's Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Great.
What do you feel about color?
Oh, my God. My favorite colors are pink and purple.
Wow. Love and ascension. I love that. Do you know what planets they go with? Eileen, do you know what color pink and purple represent to you?
Yeah. Pink is the heart, it's Venus. So in her chart, she's probably all. And then purple, that's like the higher realms of red and blue. So I would say Venus is strong in her chart. Either Libra
I love
or
that.
Taurus.
Wow, what are you, Kathy?
Sagittarius?
Yeah, well, that's the purple. But that's
yes.
the sun. You have 9 other planets, so you really got to get your chart looked at.
Mm-hmm.
Because with that set,
that's interesting.
Aquarius too, but I don't know. You'd have to have your chart done, and we're not doing astrology today.
Yeah, I know. I'm in the number 9, which is a lot of spiritual stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow, I love that. How did you figure you were number 9? Yeah, how did you figure you were number 9?
I've heard it before from other astrologers. Or new
well,
ones.
Not as Sagittarius. You said
What's
you're
that?
A Sag? You said
yes.
you're a Sag? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So when they say 9, it could be by your name also. You add all the letters of your name.
Mm-hmm.
Birth certificate.
Well, give us your birthday, Kathy.
Well, that's your path, though, Bonnie. That's a different number. It's your life path.
Yes, because I know my life path.
My life path.
Yeah, the birth.
Well, that's okay. I'm almost there. I'm a 7. So I'll meet you to it, the 9s. But what's your birthday, Kathy?
12/13/1953.
Okay. So if you add 12 and 13, wait a minute, 2 and 1 is 3, and 1 is 4, and 3 is 7, and 1 is 9, and 9 is 18, and 18 and 5 is 18, 23. And what's the other one? 53, did you say?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, now I lost count, so you're going to have to figure it out. Okay,
I know,
Kathy.
That's a lot of adding. That's a lot of adding for yeah. today.
Yeah, I have no computer
but
in front of me.
But according to your birth date, you're 7.
Mm-hmm.
7's a spiritual path.
And that's what
that's
I've been
me.
Working on, growing.
Yeah. Yeah, spiritual path, not into the material world, which would be 8, but it's spiritual, so you have to growth, and you're a Sagittarius, right, so that makes sense. So you're all about reading. You're probably a monk in another life or something. Now you're.
Oh my God! I have so many books here, so many oracle, angel cards.
Yeah.
Always taking classes.
Yeah.
And it's like I keep
wow.
saying, when am I going to get there?
Right. So keep wearing the purples. No. Yeah. See, the thing is, when are you going to get there? You're already there. You're just remembering now.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the books are doing. They're bringing you to the awareness in this physical body that you are already there.
Mm-hmm.
And you're re-recording it all so that it comes to the surface. Because when you're in spirit, you have everything, right? But when you're
mm-hmm.
in the physical world, you have to read these things to go, I understand this. I know this. So now the next step is to be the teacher with the Sagittarius energy. Is you part of your job or mission is to share the knowledge.
Wow.
Sagittarius rules the ninth house. The ninth house is higher wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it could either go through religion or you can go into spirituality. So wearing the bulls and the violets is really good. And then the pink is the higher octave of Libra. You know, it's the values of Libra. It's the heart chakra opening up. So you're sharing a lot of love. You're sharing a lot of wisdom. You're sharing a lot of knowledge. And you could be doing this too. Learning about numbers and learning about colors and reading the philosophical side of life and
mm-hmm.
read all the religious books in the world and they'll all come back to one source, right? They all come back to one spirit, one
That's
one
right. That's true.
Yeah, I just look at them as languages.
Uh-huh.
Languages of
I love that.
And do you travel the world at all? Do you travel? You should be a traveler.
I wish. I'm still working. I'm waiting to retire, hopefully, next year.
Yeah, well, you could start traveling to foreign countries and cultures because you'll just
mm-hmm.
love it. You'll soak it all up.
Made one trip last year, and that first time overseas, and that was to Italy.
Good.
Oh, yeah, I would have loved to go. I want to go and walk barefoot down one of those little villages and go get a cappuccino. That's what I think of Italy. It does. I mean, you know, it really does. But, you know, I could see it. I could see it. You know, I got to tell you something. My son's a Sag, and somebody said to me that my son was going to be, and he's a chef, that he was going to go all over the world in the next couple of years. He hasn't, you know, gotten there yet. And that he was not going to even come. He was just going to learn from culture to culture to culture. And maybe that's the Sag in him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they do. And all the Sagittarian guys that I've known, they have great humor. And they also pick
yes.
up languages really well, and they could do voiceovers.
Mm.
And they
That's
like
crazy.
A variety of they like to speak a variety of languages, you know. And a couple of them have even hooked up to people from Asia. They always seem to gravitate to Asia.
Do you want to hear something? Okay. I mean, I know this isn't always all about me, even though it's my show, but here's the deal. My son, and then I'll let you talk, Kathy. My son in middle school took Chinese, okay, when nobody else did. He took Chinese. Of course, the Chinese teacher called me 600 times to tell me he was taking off his shoes in class, and she was upset about it. And I said, but that's your culture, and you got to get over that. But the other thing is, when he was in utero, my daughter kept saying that my son was going to be Chinese. And I said, Lauren, your dad and I are not Chinese. Not that I would love that, you know, Ming Tsai is gorgeous, but that's not your dad. So the thing is, your dad's a blonde hair, you know, blue-eyed Swedish person or German. And I said, so he's not going to be Chinese. And she goes, Mom, he's going to be Chinese. He's going to be Chinese. And you just said that. Is that weird?
Yeah. No, yeah. It's not weird, but yeah. Yeah.
It's
anyway,
weird.
I want to just say something. I just pulled a December 13th.
Wait a minute. Oops, sorry.
I just put those plant. I put your date. I don't know where you're born. It doesn't matter. I'm just looking at the dates on. I have an astrology chart in front of me. So Venus and Neptune are both in Libra, right? I mean, Mars and Neptune are in Libra. So that gives you all of that Venusian energy. And you have three planets in Sag.
Wow.
The Sun, the Venus, and Mercury. So, yeah. Then, see, when you look at the whole chart, you can see all the planets in your chart, and you can really get very in-depth information, which mm-hmm. I'm not here doing that right now.
Right. I understand.
I well, love listen. Hey, then.
I saw them on the Facebook page. Oh, they're beautiful.
Well, check out my website, then you'll really see them.
Okay, I'll do that. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions before I move to the next person? And you know what, Eileen, anything goes on the show. We're a reality show, so if you feel like doing astrology, well, you know, you pull out your astrology. Okay, so because it's really interesting. Fine. You do a variety of everything. So Kathy, do you have any questions for Eileen, or did you just want to say hello?
No, I would like to know when I'm going to retire.
Not me. I'm not here to tell you any of that.
All right.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you because, again, you know, everybody calls in groups, and the divine timing is coming right up for you also. I feel, you know what, I really feel with you, and I love this, and I'm going to move to the next person because we have Eileen on, but I feel that it doesn't matter because I don't really feel, even though you say you want to retire, I don't think so. So I feel
no,
that
I
you're
mean,
going to be working.
From this job is what I mean. And
well, I didn't think you meant retire. Oh, okay. Because I don't feel you're going to be doing nothing. And I feel like working is a hobby. They keep showing me working is like playing for you. And I don't mm-hmm. know why, because work, and the thing is, that was my dad. And if you ask me when you're going to retire, I don't think so. And it doesn't matter what job you're talking about because you'll go to the next one anyway. So
yeah.
I can't. So I love you. I love your spirit. I love how you are. And I love that, you know, you feel like every day the aura I get around you is that every day is a playing field. And I don't know why I say that, but that's what they're showing me with you. You do love being on the earth plane. You do love life. That doesn't mean everything's always good. It means that you really, really enjoy being here on this earth plane. And the people that you affect are many and wide. And so that's why you'll never retire the way you think you're going to. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Oh my goodness, my dad had that energy. I love it. Okay, 832, you are on with Eileen and me sometimes. Hi.
Hi, this is Melissa. Nice to speak with you both.
Hi, Melissa. How are you today?
I'm doing quite well. Getting ready to graduate my nursing program next week, and today my son turns 15. So, you know, it's a big time right now.
It's all good. Oh, I'm so proud of you because you know I'm a nurse. So when I hear of yeah. all those healthcare professionals giving of themselves for others, I love you. So it's a great profession. Mazel tov in Hebrew, which means congratulations. And I'm really happy that you are going to start and embark a new career. And I can see it. And you really, really love it. I see you being very serious in that position. And you are going to be light and do very well. Congratulations for your son. 15 is a big age. Good luck is all I have to say. So can you tell me... Can you tell me about color? How do you love color? And can I get your birthday?
Sure. My birthday is March the 11th, 1974.
Okay, so you're a Pisces.
Yes.
Ah, Pisces are my sister sign. One of my sister's sons.
Ah.
So you're what we call the old men of the zodiac, or in your case, the old goddess of the zodiac. So I love that. And what color do you resonate with?
I really seem to resonate with green, and I know that sounds a little bit odd, but I really like green.
That's not odd. I love green. I mean, I don't wear it, but sometimes I don't wear it. In fact, I have a green shirt on now, but I don't wear it out. It's just kind of like there on me. Yeah. But I love green. Yeah, it's the color of growth and your heart.
Yeah. I don't wear it either often, but my spirit just seems to resonate with it. And I think it's because of the whole March thing with the clovers and the luck and, you know, all of that. I don't know, but I like green.
Wow. What do you think, Eileen?
Yeah.
Well, Pisces is water, and Pisces, seafoam green, and it's the color green that's close to the shore, would look really, really good. Are your eyes light?
Yeah, my eyes are green, yes.
Yeah, so if you wore, like, apple greens or seafoam green or a chartreuse green, then you would be in harmony with the water.
Ah, that's
wow.
Why I like it so much.
Huh?
That's why she likes it so much.
Yeah, and like up near your body, you know, your upper chest. And then if you wore purple pants or something, you'd be dynamite.
Awesome. That's what
yeah,
I
had
a
you
purple
know
scarf on you, like a violet scarf with that green. It would just be so beautiful together. Because
Wow. Those
two colors, one's of the earth and one's of the ethers. So you're bridging the gap right there between heaven and earth, right? And when you're with patience when you get into your nursing, and if you had those colors with you, you'll be benefiting them both in their soul and in their physical body.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
do you know what?
Fantastic.
What do you know? Did you pull up her chart by any chance? Or did you run the numbers on her chart?
Because
I was going to say, what's her north?
Oh, her north. Well, to do her chart really the right way, you need the birth mm-hmm. time and you need the
oh, that's right.
Placement.
That's right.
But just
so,
to get the planets a little bit.
Yeah. And you know what? I have to tell you what I think about so above, so below. I love that statement. Is I, you know, one of the things I love, and oh my gosh, it's like my thing, is I love turtles. I don't have any of those big turtles. Ah. And it's because they say that so above, so below, that there's not two shells the same on the bottom or in the top. And it's the oldest animal of the world. I mean, that's what they say. And that a turtle represents heaven on the shell on the top and earth below. So isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So do you see anything in her chart?
Well, I'm looking at March 11th, 1974. But just that day, okay, just that date.
Mm-hmm.
And her north node
okay.
is Sagittarius. So she, again, is a teacher, and she's here doing, and her Jupiter and her Sun are in Pisces. So, and I don't know, well, the moon's in Scorpio that day, but I don't know what time she's born, if it's early in the morning or even on which coast she's on. So all of that's important to know.
I was born late at night, 9:31, and I'm in Texas.
Were you born in Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a native Texan.
Are you married once?
Yes, I'm married. Yes.
Once.
Which city in Texas? Can I just
yes, just once.
That's what I picked up. Good for you. Not that that matters, but I saw
what
you. They said once.
Yeah.
What's your city in Texas?
I'm in Houston.
Okay.
Oh, we have another girl in Houston. Do you ever see Candy? She's on, you know, she runs chat. She's listening right now. Candy, our angel speak, is in Houston, Texas also.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's a fabulous lady. So will you see her north and south node now?
According to 9:31 p.m. Central Standard Time, March 11, 1974, Houston, Texas, it comes up as Libra rising with people, and she's got her north node is at 24 Sag.
Wow.
Her Sun, her Jupiter are in Pisces, and then she's got planets in Aquarius, so she's got a lot of things below the horizon. but her midheaven is Cancer. So yeah, you're a nurturer, you're a healer, you're doing teaching and higher skills, and your moon's in Scorpio. So you have lots of wealth, and just keep going with the feeling. The green is the healing color, you know. It's the middle of the chakras. It's like right there, not the solar plexus. It's like the if there's seven colors on the planet, then it's right in the middle. You have three above and three below.
I never could figure out the heart chakra is considered the green chakra. It's the middle of the body. It's considered, I always looked at it, the watermelon chakra, because I never can look at the heart as being green. But the green, if you think in terms of chakras, your green chakra is your heart chakra.
Right.
So right. That's okay. Pretty cool. And I love that. So, okay, what question would you like to ask us?
Okay, I'm not sure if you guys could give me an answer or not, but I'm at a very pivotal point in my life with graduating my nursing program. I am an LVN. I'm in a marketing business type of a position. I'm very unhappy with it, but it pays well and the schedule is nice, but I'm being drawn to do something else, anything else, and I'm not real sure where to go from here.
Do you see anything? I've got some ideas, but do you see, I feel you're a healer. That's why you're really not wanting to do the marketing thing. I know you're good at it, but I feel that you really need to be hands-on, and I don't know why, you know, I'm saying that. Does it show anything in her chart, Eileen?
Wait, she's graduating from a license, nursing program, right?
Yes,
LVN.
Yes, but in a clinical setting, as a marketer, I can still take my RN and use all of this. It's for a hospital, but I'm kind of in a business setting as a nurse. But I'm feeling, but I'm very unhappy doing this, and it's really stressful, and I'm feeling drawn to do anything else, but I'm not sure which way, where to go, because I haven't been a bedside nurse in so long.
You want to be in the field of nursing, right?
Yes, I do. I just don't know where to
take it.
Start. Yes.
You know, I'm so drawn to, I think I told somebody this the other day, and unless you want to say, you know, Eileen, you are my guest, so you get to talk first. Otherwise, okay. So the thing that I see for you is because you went upper level instead of like, you know, you're not on the floors. I really believe that you would do really well in Reiki. Are you a Reiki healer? Did you ever take Reiki?
I did take Reiki level one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to get up to the master level. So if you go to because they're hiring them in New York now for hospitals, children's hospitals, and nursing homes, they're finding that Reiki. Yeah. They're finding that when they're actually being paid, which is amazing. But there's a guy up in New York, who Glenn Cakley, who came on the show, and he actually works in one of the big nursing homes in New York with doctors, staff, and clients or patients. And he has proven that that people coming in that he works on, they have a lower call out rate, the doctors are happier, and the patients transition much better. So they now are hiring Reiki masters. You got to be the high level, and it won't take you long. Mm-hmm. In the children's hospital, it's all about touch and hands on. It's all about bringing the ethereal and light body and their bodies together. And it's about making the connection between spirit and 3D. And that's what Reiki does for children. It actually brings in that spirit body. And they are finding that especially kids with cancer, children who have long-term terminal illness diseases do better. And actually their treatments take more with Reiki. And why I'm saying this, I'm channeling this right from spirit. So it's something that I feel you'd be really good at. You'd then have your own business, because, you know, I don't know if they hire, like with Glenn, they hire him as a sole proprietor. I don't know if they'll hire you in the hospital, but I know the new innovative hospitals, Nemours, all of them are hiring Reiki masters to help with the treatment of their patients. And I feel like you would fit in perfect in this setting.
Well, okay.
Can I add something, Bon?
Yeah, of course.
When you asked me earlier, the thing that came into my head was kids. I saw kids and animals, and with that Pisces. And children are very joyful and uplifting. And with your Sagittarius and your Pisces, those are mutable signs, so you can go either way. But the colors, the higher colors, once again, are purples and indigo blue violets and violet and lavenders and all of those really beautiful colors. And then you have that Libra rising, so that's Venus. So you have a big, you have lots of love, and you need to be in relationships. And the people who are going to come into your life, you have Uranus in the seventh house, and that Uranus will always attract to you unusual groups of people, contractually or personally. And by transit, you have a whole stellium of planets in your 11th house of Aquarius. Aquarius is about the big humanity again, and your Venus is in Aquarius, and your Mercury is in Aquarius. So like what Bonnie's talking to you about is with the hands, and your Saturn's in Gemini, and that's the hands, and Mars is in Gemini, and that's the hands, and that has to do with touch or energy coming out of your hands. So I would agree with you, Bonnie.
Yeah, okay. I mean, that's... So it's a big transition. Let me tell you something. It isn't something that's going to take you, oh, that's what I'm going to do. But it's something you're going to really think about, start taking the upper level courses and look to transition. Start researching it. Because I feel like if this is where you need to go, you're going to, the doors will start, I can see doors one after another flying open. So if, you know, that's how I always feel. If you're on the right track, if you're on the right, trajectory, all things will open. And so you're at a crossroads because you're not in the healing modality that you really need to be in. So
yeah, and you're and being in your first Go ahead,
Eileen.
I was just gonna say Uranus is in your first house, and that means that you have to be unorthodox.
Oh, I love that.
You need to branch out and do things that are unusual in expressing yourself.
I love that.
Libra. So it's about balance between you and the next person. It's about learning relationships. And Uranus wants freedom, and it wants to go out there and do things their way. And your moon's in Scorpio, and that's the healer. That's the deep metaphysical normalized healer. Deep within you, you have all the knowledge and the wisdom, and it's hands-on. You know, so you're probably the kind that is so sensitive that when you get into a room with your patients, you'll know immediately what's wrong with them, and you'll be able to
see
hands-on.
Yeah, I do. Even like doing what I do now, whenever I go into a patient's room to meet with them and their family, I have a big sense of what exactly is happening, which assists me in my current job. So yes, you're right about that.
So, and where are the colors that resonate with your chart, you know?
Okay, I will.
Good. I love that. And I've got to tell you one more thing, because I'm just a big mouth, but you know, the RN will get you in where you need. You're already established. You already have the reputation. Because what I'm hearing is look into and research medical Reiki for hospitals and institutions. I feel you're going to find the articles that you need to support, because I feel like also you need that comfort of knowing that people are going to respect it. I don't know why I'm saying it, but that's what I'm feeling. So the research has to be done. I'm sorry?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, I think that's why you haven't done it so far.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that you want that. I know that you crave it, and I know that's what you need, and you're going to find it. You just don't go. I know you're not going to just go take the Reiki course and say, hi, I'm a Reiki master, let me apply for this job. That's not you. You're going to do the research as to, there's a book. I wish you could get a hold of Glenn Cakley. If you write down the name Glenn Cakley, K-A-K-L-E-Y. Okay, Glenn, okay. G-L-E-N-N. He wrote a book called Something for Being You. He's going to kill me that I don't remember the name of the book, but he does this in New York. And see if you can email him and find out how because he's very respected in the field. He is sought after. He does a lot of, he works in an institution already. And I feel that there are articles about medical Reiki. I don't know why I'm saying that, because Reiki is medical and metaphysical, but there is going to be somebody that you're going to connect with that will give you, you'll get involved, established, and I know you're going to do the research, and especially with the younger kids and breaking through new ideas, like call Nemours. Like all I hear is Nemours. So start researching it before you actually do it, and you'll find the proof, the knowledge, and the credibility that you're going to need. Okay?
Great. Thank you so much, ladies. I hope you guys have a beautiful day.
Of course. Thank you. With all this color around with Eileen, you know we're going to have absolutely a beautiful, beautiful day. Thank you.
Great.
Bye-bye. I just, I love all our callers, Eileen. I think that they bring so much wonderful light to our show. And that's why I always ask them, to join us and to give us their opinion and let us know what they're thinking about, a color and how it works. Yeah. And I love that you're mixing astrology. And that to me, astrology, and I always said that astrology is the breath of life. Like the first breath you take, your chart has already been planned before that. What you need to come here, the roadmap of what you need to do, accomplish, the pitfalls, how to avoid them, what you need to learn, who your players are. If you look in the chart, it's all there. Is that like cool or what?
Totally.
Yeah. So can you tell me and give us some, feedback. What was your favorite place? And can you tell us what the experience that you had there and how you felt about color and painting and your life opening up as an artist, a spiritual artist?
All the countries that I've lived and traveled to all share something special for that location. Bahamas, when I lived in Eleuthera and I'd go to the ocean, I'd walk down these roads working in the farms with the people, and their houses were so adorable, it's the best way I could say it, little bungalows, wood shacks painted pinks and purples and turquoise blue, and then you have this cerulean blue, cobalt blue, teal green, aquamarine ocean in the background, and like, wow, what is this? What is this electrical energy coming from the house and then the ocean behind it, and then the cobalt blue sky with big white puffy clouds?
Wow.
Why
did you decide? Okay, so you've gone to all these beautiful places, and I've looked and I've seen your website, and of course your beautiful pictures, which we're going to let everybody know how to find and see, because you do this for a living, which I'm going to ask you in a few minutes. But you settled down in Florida, and is there a reason? And do you see yourself staying there, or do you just wait for spirit to tell you that?
Okay, I have answers to each of those questions.
Sorry.
I was living in Costa Rica. I wait for spirit to tell me where I go next and when. But I've settled in Coconut Grove because of the trees.
Okay.
I came here because it's a portal to Atlantis.
Oh,
the
I
trees
love that.
Talk to me here. But I use it as a hopping spot. And then I take off and I come back and I take off and I come back. And I can get on a plane really easily here, and I can walk wherever I go here, and I get on my bicycle. I lived in Key West for 5 years back in the early 70s, and there, from New York City to Key West, was mind-blowing for me. So again, anywhere around the tropical belt. But then when I was in the South Pacific, it didn't talk to me. The nature didn't talk to me, and I couldn't go off adventuring on these islands because I was working there. So Spirit tells me where I'm going next. I'm here to do work until, because I do a lot of work in the islands and people can find me here.
Mm-hmm. Do you know, it's really interesting because I kept seeing and hearing Key West, Key West, Key West, Key West.
Oh.
And now you told me, I knew that there had to be an adventure in Key West. I'm surprised you didn't settle there. But I love Coconut Grove. I love Boca.
No, but when I got to Key West, I was there one time when I was younger, and I got out of the car and I went, I'm coming back here. And it took 3 years, but I got back there. And it was exactly the vision I had. I was going to be in an upstairs attic apartment eating fruit. And I wound up doing that. And whenever I went into the art center downtown and I started showing my drawings, I said, okay, we want everything you have. We're going to give you a show. So that was the first stepping point of me relying on my artwork. And
wow.
People were paying me $20 a drawing, and I was drawing illustrations, pen and ink drawings of architecture all over Key West. And I would go to these afternoon, evening parties, vegetarian parties, and I would, Spirit said, you're going to find where every fruit tree is on this island, and you're going to bring big bowls of fruit to the party. And after that, you're going to leave. So I did that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I did that for 5 years, right over the cemetery. I could see the whole sky in the cemetery, and I would ride my bicycle. And anytime I got too close to human beings and got in their life, God said, get back to your work, get back to your work. So my friends recognize that about me, even to this day. You know, you've always been steadfast. You've always been straight arrow. You know what you came here to do, and you've never varied from that side or that side. My rent was $50 a month. I made $80. I was okay. I always knew people would bring tomatoes to me on my porch. I was hungry for something red, and I got home, and there was a bowl of tomatoes. I said, see, Lord, you always provide for me. And where did I go? I got an offer to go to Kauai, and I went to Kauai. And there's stories after stories on Kauai. And I stayed there 5 months, living in a mail Jeep truck, learning about nature, learning about the earth, learning about the wildness, learning about the ancientness of Kauai. So, yeah, that's my... And then I went to Europe, and in Europe, I just fell in love with Italy. I could go back there and live there for a week and just paint every day, draw every day. I just have to draw this street scene, that street scene, that street scene. And I love Corfu, Greece. It was magical for me. So there's so many places that I would love to re-experience in today's energy, you know?
Well, you know what? I went to Hawaii. Wait, can you give me 1 second? My son just walked in. This is reality radio. Arthur, what can I do for you, honey? I'm on the radio.
In the bag with that controller, there was a video game.
I didn't have a bag or a controller, so I'm sorry. Usually I don't do this, but my son just bursted in here, and usually there's a problem. But I have to tell you this. I went to Hawaii, and I got lost in the pineapple, maze, and I had to bust out of there, and I thought I was going to die because, you know, and I saw a peacock landed right next to me, and it was the most beautiful. I went and saw gorgeous beautiful rocks and mountains, and then it's right next to water. I mean, I don't have that, you know, where I am in Florida, and it was about amazing, absolutely amazing place. And so there, I would think also you would have loved to paint there because I see Hawaii as being part of that
love. I lived there 5 months, and I did lots and lots and lots and lots of painting.
That is so crazy.
That place is it's ancient. You know, it's Maui and Kauai, and all those places have to do with.
Do you have your, I'm hearing myself.
No, I took it off.
Okay, good. Thank you.
that goes back to Atlantis too, and Lemuria, and all of that ancient stuff. I resonate to all of that.
Yeah. And so how did you find, because we're getting back to Coconut Grove, so you've gone to Key West, you've gone to Kauai, you've gone to all of the places, and then how did you end up in your place
in Coconut Grove?
Yeah.
I was living in Costa Rica on a farm, a finca, for 5 months, and I was sitting on the beach, and here I was living in a place where I had ocean every day in front of me. I could go in the water, and And here now on this finca, it was on the coast. It was very, very ancient also. And there was a sandy beach there. The farm was loaded with papaya forest and quadrado trees. And I'm sitting on the beach, and there was myself and three other people. We rode horses every day, and there was a waterfall about 3 miles away. We'd go up the dirt roads, these waterfalls. And in the moonlight, we'd go down the beach and just gallop across the sand, and coconut trees were just half off, half pulled out of the earth and strewn into the ocean, you know. And it was like, I remember one time going there by myself in the moonlight and said, Lord, I will never forget this experience. Thank you for letting me be here alone by myself, taking this all in. So here I am sitting on the beach, and the no-see-um started, and this was May, and the Spirit says in my right ear, it says, it's time to go back to America now and get found. And, okay. So the next time I got to an actual payphone somewhere, because we lived on a finca, we had no, we didn't have electricity. You know, we ate off the fruit truck that came across, and we lived in houses that were on stilts, and we had an outhouse and drank out of the river, the stream. I called some people in Coconut Grove because I had been here, and then I left. And then I had been here, and then I had left. And I was living in these little huts in Coconut Grove, literally huts on people's property. And my friend says, where are you? I said, I want to leave Costa Rica. Well, I've been meditating for 3 days, and you should come back and stay in my house. I'm going to North Carolina. And that's what I did.
That's wild.
And Coconut Grove. And then I moved from one house, and then I stayed there for a while, and then I moved to another house. I stayed there, then I moved to another one, then I moved to another one. So I've probably lived in 15 places in Miami area.
Well, I am so glad you're here.
My own little house, yeah.
I am so glad you're here. And I love all the colors that you use. I am drawn to every one of your pictures. I know you do this for a living. We've got a few minutes left. So what I'd like you to do is tell everybody like what you do and offer for a living and how they can find you. Because you do, I mean, it says on your website, and I'm not really sure, that you also do rugs. Is it the thin canvas ones? Is that what you do?
No, these are hand tufted. They're wool rugs. And I design them and then they get made through a company out of Georgia, but their plant is in China at the moment. It was in Mexico, it's in China. So I do original oils, I do original watercolors. I have self-published my work into posters that are available and limited edition G clays and art cards and mini prints. And I can create something for somebody. I also do the matting and the designing, the mats and the frame, and I have access to all the moldings out there that anybody offers in a frame shop. So I ship everything to UPS, so I can do everything. And I also take visitors when they come to Miami, they want to meet me or see my art. They just have to make an appointment with me because I'm a free spirit. So I don't know where I'm going to be, when I'm going to be, or when I'm going to be. But I'm always, if I make a commitment, I'm there.
Love that. I love that about you. And I love that you have so many diverse people in your life, friends in your life, and absolutely wonderful gifts in your life. So I am so honored again to meet you. I want everybody, again, the Lord love, oh my goodness. I want everybody to go to your website. It's Eileen Seitz, EileenSeitz.com. Please take a look at all her artwork. It is going to be, and before we get off, I need to ask you another question, but it's going to evoke emotion and beauty and happiness and light into your life. So that is why I had Eileen on, because I feel that it's a very, very important, you know, we all are talented. All of us are gifted, and finding our gifts is amazing. It's not easy sometimes in this life to find your gift. And Eileen found it at a very young age. And so I love that she's able to share it. I only wish it was TV so I could put on her artwork. Can you, before we go, and I want everybody to listen that's on, what is your favorite? Do you have a favorite picture that you say, of all the paintings and pictures, this resonates with my heart the most?
Well, there was one painting I did when I was in Fiji. and it's called Sunset Hill because of the way the colors from heaven came down to over the mountains on the islands across from where I was, and the lavenders and the periwinkles, but real soft, really pale, and then the reflection in the water of heaven on earth, you know, the colors.
Wow.
I mean,
and
that
do
was,
you
that's
keep
the
that?
Etheric side. That's in the giclée.
Do you keep...
That's in the limited giclée.
What is a giclée? Can you explain giclée that to
is
people?
A limited edition. Yeah, it's a limited edition print that's printed with a computer, and it's spraying on of inks. See, color is light, and light is vibration. It's all dots when you really break it all down. And with giclées, you spray on the ink. With a poster, you take a little loop, which is a magnifying glass, and you put it on your eye and down on a poster, and you can see its dots. But it's conducive to almost like a watercolor of spraying on paint. And then the level of different variations of colors that you can get in a giclée printing is very close to the original. The benefit of a giclée is if somebody wants something 22 by 30 inches, I can make it. If they want the same picture 16 by 20, I can make it. If they want it 7 feet by 10 feet, I can make it. So it gives
wow.
me total open arena of producing, reproducing an original painting of mine any size that will match a person's needs.
I think that's fabulous. I only wish I had the talent. I have talents in other areas, but it isn't painting.
You are very talented, Bonnie.
Oh, thank you. You know, hearing that from you, well, it means so much to me. But I have to tell you, I could no longer draw a line of anything. I even thought to myself one time that, okay, well, why should I do, I see all these colors and people are just spraying them on and I want this big picture. And I looked at it and it just, I couldn't even do that because I don't feel, I think you have to be emotionally, it has to be in your bloodstream, and it's in your bloodstream. And I think that is fabulous. I can't wait to come down and see your gallery. I can't wait to come and see all of your artwork in person. And I love everything that I've seen that you've done. I hope that everyone goes to your website. And again, Eileen is sharing herself with us today and how she works color, how she does pictures, where she's been. And she's opened up a whole plethora of things that she can do. Her astrology, she hears spirit, and she has given us such soothing insight into color. I want to thank you so much. Thank you for joining us, Eileen. And I hope that everyone gets to see what Eileen shares with the world. Go to her website again, Eileen Seitz, E-I-L-E-E-N. seitz.com and take a look at what she does. Thank you again, Eileen, and namaste, my dear friend.
Namaste, and thank you, my hostess.
With the mostest. But I know, every time I hear hostess, I always say with the mostest. So I
no,
would
of
tell
the
everybody, of the most is. I let everybody know I will not have a show tomorrow. It is my sister's birthday and we are going out to Kiki's for breakfast, but you will see me right back here on Monday at 1 o'clock, and guess who's coming then. So thanks again, Eileen, and you are a wonderful soul.
Thank you, Bonnie, and so are you, my angelic sister.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye, everyone.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.